Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host. By name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery Tribe, YHDH Yagdah. Tape number 183, we're going to bring our elder in. He's going to tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll see who's going to be on stage to number 183. But right now, we're going to find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. And remember one thing, see, right here. That great big old feast is only days away. All right. Getting geared up for it. And there's a big message in it. We're going to talk about it again a little bit today. A little bit later on. So Yahuwah be with you all. Let's find our elder and bring him in by saying, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you, see, right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, well, you know I'm always excited to come before this national audience, over 600,000 plus on the international side. Although I've got a lot of pros and cons in there, but that's part of the territory. We understand these things. So, but one thing we do know, Elder, the fox tail have been lit, the curtain have went up, and all we got to do is organize. And Yahuwah is going to drop a 61 verse 7 on the six anointed camps called a double. All we got to do is organize. Be on one accord, one mind, speak the same thing. Can throw down it at the drop of a hat. And Yahuwah said, I will intervene. He got it written in his word. He will intervene by our lead. So, Elder, what do you want to tell this national audience, over 600,000 plus on the international side? You take your time, Elder, and then I'll see who will be on stage for a nice episode. I see Mother D of Israel says, see, look, I'm ready. I'm ready to holler in the microphone, and that's a great thing. All right, Elder, you on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And I always say that is a very good thing, because the more people that are listening to the words of Yahuwah, as I always say, the more we're able to reach out there and touch people with the right word. We're not the only ones that have done Yahuwah's work. You know, we look and we read the Bible and we see who did the most work of all. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, reading verses 35 to 38, 35 says, and Yahuwah the Son went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues or churches, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted. And they were scattered abroad sheep, having no shepherd. 37. He said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. 38. Pray ye therefore to Yahuwah of harvest, that he will send forth laborers to do his harvest. Well, it appears to me that we're reaching our hand out to do the harvest as requested, because we're looking for what's told us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. 10 says, for Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which he has showed toward you, his name, and that he has ministered to the saints and do minister. This is why we're here, reaching out to each and every one to hear the word of Yahuwah as it should truly be spoken. And that's straight from the King James Bible. and first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This information you all came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of Sabbath is Friday. We have a class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search engine, type tribeyada.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. In the other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking it, again, you should see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures you read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This is a feature that's available only during our live broadcast time. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live, and after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and choose the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other things that you can do when you call our broadcast, we have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first number you can call is our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 or 9 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Remember what the book of Sirach says in chapter 6, verse 6. Have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. You might imagine the seer is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen. And now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call it trying to teach. Also, what we like to do is just inform you that during our normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group African American. Just look once again for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and you'll find us where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. So we can start that education now. We will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, God, that's pretty good. That was excellent. You found your tone, but you did drop a profound scripture down, and I think we want to investigate why so. And you know, see one thing about me. I'm pretty good note. I believe I'm better at taking notes than anything. I mean, I listen real good. So what we'll do, we'll open the lines up, but that Matthew's. Mother D of Israel, see you find that Matthew 9:34-37. I had that waiting on me. And I think I wanna put a little couple of precepts with that to answer that question. The elder dropped down in Matthew 9:34-37. I wanna do a little precepting on that. So that's pretty good. All right. Excellent. Remember one thing, the feast day is only two nights away, Friday night, that's the white garment with the fringes on, and we're going to tell you all about this remora of blowing of trumpets. Remember, this is a reminder of something. See, yeah, we know we're going to eat them up and drink them up. I remember the mother said, one of the mothers said, hey, hold up a minute. Let's, we got plenty of time to talk about to eat them up and drink them up, so let's finish this off right here, see? Don't think I don't be hearing everything. That one of the mothers said, hold on a minute. Let's finish this up. They eat them up and drink them up. See, you know, we can talk about that all week long. So the mothers know exactly who said that. All right. Hosea heard that too. No doubt about it. All right, let's see who can be on stage for tonight's episode, take number 183. Let's see. Okay, Mother D.F. Israel. She said, see, I want to holler in the microphone. This is getting too close to that feast day, so I'm ready to holler in the microphone. So her can get me on the airwaves so I can holler on the microphone in front of that national audience on the international side, over 600,000 plus. All right. But she said, WCC, Seer, stop boasting. We will cut you off. Well, if you cut me off, the hill will be kicking me. You know, what can I say? You call it boasting if you want to, and we know what you own. You're trying to catch six anointed camps in some anyway. So, Mother D of Israel, take number 183. Tribe of Yahuwah, Judah, one of the mothers out of camp one. Yahuwah bless you, see you right here.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. All right, you know, see, it's not what we did yesterday, a day before yesterday. It's what we're going to do today. All right. Mother E, another one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother E said, look, I'm going to take my shoe off and slam it around for a little bit. I'll be throwing the airwaves on the microphone, he said. Malisa, now, whatever's going on, y'all can hold on for a minute. Let me get in that microphone now. It's showtime now. Mother E, Tribe of Yahuwah, Judah, Camp 1. Mother E, that's why I beat that sea right.
Yahuwah, bless you, Seer Israel, of Sea Ross. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And we know Mother Z at a table. Ready to hear some. See, I want to give a comment, but first say something first. How could I comment on something until I hear something? Now, Mo, you know, though Seer heard that in grand style. Now, who want to give me a hallelujah while what I just said a minute ago? When I said, this is what I said. I said, I was sitting there listening, and one say, what you going to bring for the feast Friday night? Said, hold on, man. Hey, let's just, we got plenty of time to talk about what we're going to, we can talk about that. It's about the word of Yahuwah. Can anyone, can I get a hallelujah Yahuwah from anybody behind that Old Seer heard all that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you know, you might go down 5 blocks. Old Seer, you know, you'd be surprised. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, speech did come up in a couple of days, and we could get something going on. And what can I say? I heard a male voice. I hear the captain. Was that the captain? Let's see. Did I hear the captain? I don't see him. Unless he comes from space. I heard something. Was that the captain voice I heard? Let's see again. Captain Irvin, did I hear you? Captain Joseph? Y'all why I be with you. I thought I heard something. Well, okay, maybe I'm in too good.
It sounds like
maybe I'm in too good right now. That was who?
I sound like Micaiah.
Oh, okay. That was one of my online. I heard something. Okay, well, I ain't gonna worry about it right now. And then they'll present themselves shortly on the network. But Mother D.F. Israel, we gonna look at that Luke. And we're going to see if we can get in the microphone and see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12, got to offer us for take number 183. And we got a couple more nights now for that big feast going to jump off. We're going to meet them up and we're going to drag them up, no doubt about it. I mean, that's a given. But see, remember, the feast is a remora of blowing the trumpet. Here's what you got to understand something. You know what a remora is? So, you know, what you going to bring in? Wait a minute. Remember, the feast is a remora. Well, we got plenty of time to talk about that all week. Let's get this man business out the way. I heard all that. Didn't miss a beat. Just didn't say nothing. Mother dear of Israel, tribe of young God Judah. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what's going on. Come on.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
See, in my dear Israel, I believe that. The righteous spirit would teach you in that very same hour. But I heard the elder, he dropped a profound statement on the table, and I want to go back and review a little bit of that, that Matthew chapter 9, 34 through 37. I want to kind of go over that a little bit. See, I threw a couple of precepts with that. Let's see what's going on in Matthew chapter 9, 34 down to verse 37. It's a key word that the elder dropped on tape number 183. I want to examine a little bit of it. Come on.
Okay. Matthew chapter 9, verse 34 to 37, verse 34. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of the devils. 35. And Yahuwah the Son went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their temples and preaching the covenant of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. 37. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Yeah. Y'all hear that? But you see what he did? Now look, this is Yahuwah the Son himself. Now, the religious leader said, this man, he cast out devils by, you see what the mindset they own? So when they come and try to, you know, jump fixing on the camp, you put a pad on never mind because look here, they try to jump the one that made the heaven and earth. But he didn't pay him no never mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Steve Ray. We got a job to do. He heard what they said. They're going to put a slander on him saying he teaching and catching it. See, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So don't worry about the slanders. Just understand Yahweh's word. But he said something real powerful in verse number. He said, he went on, he kept on teaching like we're going to keep on teaching, Mother Death Israel. But he said the people did something. I need to read again what the people did. But he studied, kept his hammer down. But in the ninth chapter, or whatever it was, the ninth chapter somewhere, what did the people do while he was teaching their mother in verse 36? What were they doing again? Mother D up Israel?
In verse 35?
Yeah, 36. 36. What were they doing? What did the people do in verse 36?
Matthew 9:36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they faint and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
So as they were getting that good pure word and word was getting to them, and what they do, Mother? What did they do? What that big word they did when they was hearing that word?
They fainted
behind that good word. And the one that's going to faint, you're going to be scattered. See, listen, when this good word is coming out, if you faint, now, Mother E, now when you faint, and the precept to faint when you hear this good word, what can we read in Proverbs 24, verse 10 there, Mother E? And Mother D.F. Israel have me Judges chapter 7. And understand that what must be done, Judges chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. I had that waiting on me, Mother D.F. Israel. But listen, he said as he went on by, he heard all the slanders on every side. He heard that. But he kept on teaching. And that's the same thing we do. We always know we're going to run into something on the international side. We know they're going to jug at the six anointed camp. We prepared for that through his word. Now, but they fainted when they heard some good words. So, Mother E, what that mean that we can read about day 24, verse 10?
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 10. What
did
it say?
If thou faint in the day of adverse, the faint is small.
You hear that, Mother? Hey, Mother, you hear what he said? He said, when it gets hot and heavy on you, and you get all flustered and you just fall back and close eyes, so we know then and now that your faith or whatever it is, it's how much, Mother?
It's small.
So, you know, see, understand this thing. See, we got to, see, listen, we know this is the minister going to take care of this business, but you have something that's going to faint. Then you say, okay, that's a good thing. Now, that's 118:23. This is Yahweh's doing, so he's rebuilding you. The one that's going to stand tall and one that's not. So it's for your advantage to know that, because I've been one of the most told me a long time ago, you know, he said, you know, well, he would have called me off balance. See, I wouldn't expect him to say what he said. He called me off balance. Can I get a hallelujah on that too?
Hallelujah.
See, I'm trying to tell you something. This is for real. I know you don't see it's for real, but this is for real. And this is in ministry, really? Well, you're going to find out. So now, Mother D.F. Israel, in 7 verse 4, what did Yahweh say to Gilead? He said something to him that we can read, but we know clear you're going to have some that's going to faint. They're going to hear. We're going to have some that's going to faint. No doubt about it. Some is going to faint. And we got to understand that. But when they faint, all you're going to do is just kick out your dollar book And right on where this number right here, out of 1 to 6 on the campus, they want to get hot and heavy, they're going to faint. So I'm clear about that. They're not going to catch me on balance. I know if it get hot and heavy, they're going to faint. I mean, I'm clear about it. Okay. So now he has shown me who's going to faint. And then you did, but this is what he says for leadership to do in 7 verse 4. What did he say, Mother? Joshua 7,
Judges chapter 7, verse 4 and 5. Judges chapter 7, verse 4 reads, "And Yahweh said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the river, to the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and of whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go." Verse 5. So he brought down the people unto the water. And Yahweh said unto Gideon, "Everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink."
He said, "Send them home." He said, "You tell them they gone. They hearing voices in the background." He said, "The ones that got that, got this. They got Mother E. They got what they got going. I mean, Mother D up Israel. What they got going for themselves, Mother D up Israel, 1:3, in the book of next to Revelation, Jude, was really Judas. Judah, but 1:3. What it saying? 1:3.
Yeah.
It was WCC said. He said we gonna milk Mother E. We gonna milk her. Well, that's your one thing. What can we say? Keep it moving. Elder, spreading the books out a little bit, Elder. So now, Jude
1:3
says what?
Okay, I ain't got there yet.
Revelation did back up to Jude 1:3.
Right.
Let's see what it say.
Okay. Jude. I got my new book, so it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jude chapter 1:3, right?
Yeah, what that say? Yeah, what do 1:3 say?
Okay. Jude chapter 1:3 reads, "Beloved, when I gave all diligently to write unto you of the coming salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once the covenant, which was once delivered unto the saints."
You see that? So you gotta get on with this thing. You gotta honestly contend with this thing. You can't faintly get hard in the head. See, we know we're getting hard and heavy because we unlocking the mystery prophecy of the Bible, and a lot of camps have built up on that folly, and that folly can't stand with this book open. So y'all gotta get ready for this thing. You gotta honestly contend for this thing, because we know what they get working with Mother D up Israel, 8:1, 1 Corinthians 8:1. Then we're going to turn to our elders and see if we can get a couple in, because right now the WCC said we're going to mute Mother E for a while, locking her microphone. Ain't that something? All right. So,
first,
that's
the
your
microphone.
Call. Hey, verse 1.
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Now as touching things are offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffed up, but charity edifies.
Mm-hmm. So you see that? So, see, Molly, you know, you don't see a lot of them on their feet. Then all of a sudden they get the puffed up, they get the big head. And see what happened to them, Mother? See, knowledge puffs up. But see, our job is to make sure you got it. But we hoping that you continuing a elder. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. We hope you continue to be a elder. Mr. Tell, Corinthians 1, 10. We hope that you remain a 1, verse 10 Corinthians. I mean, that's our goal. Because we know this thing got to be built. But you got to be a 1 Corinthians 18. What does it say, elder?
Okay. Hallelujah. Wow. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I think you said verse number 10.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 1 second. We were looking at Chronicles. That's not even the same direction. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10 says, now I beseech you, brothers, by the name of our Yahweh the Son, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment.
You see that? So, Elder, all the way this thing going to work, according to the 1 verse 10, can you expound on 1 verse 10 for this national audience, over 600,000 plus? What are they saying in 1 verse 10 there? Come on.
Basically, you hear them say that in most covenants, that you have to be all on one accord, one mind, knowing the same word. And knowing the same word on one accord makes you all perfectly joined and strong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, see, and we got to speak the same thing, Elder. You know, they got order about things, but we got to speak the same thing. That's what he's saying. See, we got to see the same thing out of this book. We all got to see the same thing out of this book. When we look in this book, we got to see the same thing. Now, I need a precept on that. But if we don't, Elder, I got to get a precept out of that by going to the book of Romans. I need a precept out of that, Elder. So now, but if we don't, Elder, in the book of Romans, he got something laid for leadership to really be able to peep at. Although we gonna get on the beast and all that good stuff, but we gotta lay a little groundwork down. So now, Elder Mr. Kills, in the book of Romans, now if that's not going the way it's supposed to go, and 16th chapter, let's pick up verse 17. Let's read a little bit 17 down to verse 20. Let's see what we're working with, Elder, Mr. Tibbs. Let's see what it says in verse 17 down to verse number 20. Romans chapter 16, verse 17 to 20. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Romans chapter 16, reading verses 17 to verse number 20. 17 says, now I beseech you, brothers, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. 18, for they are such that serve not our Yahweh the Son, but their own belly, and by no good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts and minds of the simple. 19. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men, and I'm glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. 20. And the Yahweh of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son, be with you. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He said, listen. He said, fixing on the cap, you know that you land some heavy bricks, a word on this international radio broadcast. So, but the ones that caused the offense, he just marked in, like what Mother read earlier in that 9:34. They called Yahweh the Son of Devil. Mm-hmm. See? They said devil casting out devil. He didn't tell him no never mind. And that's the same thing you got to do. Don't get excited when they call you a devil. They call Yahweh the Son of Devil. But he kept on teaching because he understands it's a bigger picture. So he's trying to gird up our loins to understand this. You're going to run into all this. Don't get frustrated and faint. Because your faith, if you faint, that means your faith in his word is small. Offenses you're going to have. You're going to have confrontation in his word. Because you waking up the children of the book. You let them know they're not African American, Negro in color, and supercone. They are sea royal, the children of Israel, the Israelites. And so a big fight going on. So we're trying to tell you, get prepared for this, you know. And if they make some statements, you know, just like right now. We said, Latter-day Saint, we the one new mother. Oh, okay, man. What can I say? Y'all all tied to hip anyway. Roman Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, and WCC, World Council of Churches, y'all all tied to hip anyway. So we expect that out of you. But we going to catch you in something tonight. Yeah, okay. You going to catch us in something tonight? All right. We'll see. Now, so we clear that a feast is coming up there, Elder. And we gotta take a little peep at something because they were 2 days away from this feast day. You know the world have already done their feast. They haven't already done it. But we going to find out, is you doing the world feast or are you doing the feast of the Yahweh? We're going to find out what you're doing then. Because we got to make sure we're doing the feast of the Yahweh. And then we're going to get on and show you the importance of this feast. You know, what is a remorse to. We're going to show you all these things. You know, and tonight and tomorrow. We're going to show you all this thing. But what it says we can read in Leviticus there, Elder, Mr. Till. What it says we can read in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. 2, 4, 9, 23, down to verse 25. Hey, Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, 4, 9, 23, 25. You and the clock come up.
In the book of Leviticus, you can see a chapter 23, looking at verses 1, 2, 4, 9, 23 to 25. Look like I got my work cut out for me. Verse number 1 says, And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be the righteous convocations, even these are my feasts. 4, these are the feasts of the Yahweh, even righteous convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. 9. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 23 says, And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, and the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, and a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, a righteous convocation.
Twenty-four.
You shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The seventh month, And the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation. 25, you shall do no civil work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So he said now, according to verse 23, when he said his feast supposed to be elder, AI elder, when he said his feast supposed to be according to Leviticus 23:23, when do it supposed to be again?
According to Leviticus in verse 24, it says, saying, in the seventh month and the first day of the month, you should have a Sabbath.
So in the seventh month, on the first day, that's when the feast starts. Remember, when the sun set Friday night, that's when it, when the sun set, that's when that feast is. Once a year, you had a seventh month the first day, once a year. Now, Yahuwah made it plain, I heard in 2 Kings, verse number 23 and 4 and 5. He made it plain. He made something plain on how you take care of his business. He said something in 2 Kings, Elder, verse number 20, chapter 23, verse 4 and 5. What did he say that we can read?
In 2 Kings, looking at chapter 23, verse number 4 and 5. 4 says, and the king commanded Kilai, the high priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Yahuwah all the vessels that were made for Bela and for the grove and for all the hosts of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem, Yada, in the fields of Kiron, and carried the ashes of them to Bela. 5. He put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn the incense in the high places of the cities of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burned incense to Baal and the sun and to the moon and to the planets and to all the hosts of heaven.
He put them down. I mean, he delivered them down. He said, now one that trying to do any kind of business according to sun and moon, he put them down. See, listen, all you camps, you keep on doing these feast days behind this sun and this moon thing. Listen, you can't do that. You got to do it as it's written according to 8 verse 3. See, you keep doing this sun and moon thing. Give me a precept on that, 4:19. Elder, give me a precept on Deuteronomy 4:19. So listen, you big camps. You can't keep doing these feast days. I mean, you can keep doing it. But we're saying Yahuwah gonna lay you down like he laid down Judah for doing that sun and moon thing. You do not do the feast days by the sun and the moon. You do it according to man live by every word he say. Because that sun and that moon, according to Elder, get ready to read in 4:19, what it say, Elder, or Deuteronomy, what it say?
In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 19 says, and least thou lift up thy eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, shalt thou be driven up to worship them and serve them, which the Yahuwah had divided unto all nations under the whole heaven.
And you see what he did? He gave that sun and moon stuff to other nations. So that sun, see, listen, you can't follow them. The sun worshiping and the moon worshiping is for the other nations. He told Moses, tell the children of Israel, don't you do that sun and moon thing. You live by every word I say. The nation, they do the sun and moon thing. That ain't where you're supposed to roll. Remember, in Numbers 15:15-16 says, as you are children of Israel, the Israelites, so should a stranger be. You can't follow them. That sun and moon stuff that you watch these blood moons and blue moons and listen, all that stuff he's telling you, children of Israel, leave it alone. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to put you down with that moon stuff. I'm going to put you down. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, listen. We know we deal with the feast. So when you see these words that's in there, it might be Passover, unleavened bread, or whatever. Whatever word it is, put the word called the feast in there. Put the word the feast, because this is a feast. Because we're trying to get the order of things about this feast. And Numbers chapter 9, verse 2, we want to hear the word called feast instead of whatever word they got there. Put the word called feast in there. Let's see what it says in 9, verse 2 with a precept. Let's go to Numbers 9, verse 2. Not about the pause, mother, with the feast. The feast in Numbers 9, verse 2, what it say?
Numbers chapter 9, verse 2. Let the children of Israel also keep the feast at his appointed season.
Ain't that something? So the feast day is when, mother?
At its appointed season.
At its appointed season. Okay, now let's find out what they mean by at its appointed. See, when you high horse your Bible, you see it all unfold. The feast day is appointed season. Now we're going to 2 Kings 23, mother. We're going to 2 Kings 23 and look at verse 21. Let's find out when is the appointed season. We're going to find out. When is the appointed season? 2 Kings 23:21. With that same mindset. Come on, mother.
2 Kings chapter 23, verse 21. Let me see if I'm at the right place. Verse 21. Second Kings chapter 23, verse 21. And the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the feast unto Yahweh, your Yahweh, as it is written in the book of this covenant.
You hear that, mother? You hear what they said? Keep the feast. What kind of way, mother? What kind of way you keep it?
As it's written.
Okay, well, go back to Leviticus 23:24. Let's see how it's written. Let's see how plain that is. Keep the feast as it's written. Yahweh going to take you down. We read already. He's going to take you down if you're doing the moon and the sun and first. And 2 Kings, we read, Yahweh going to take you down in verse 4 and 5. So listen, big camps. He's going to take you down for doing the sun, worshiping, and the moon. He's going to take you down. That's up to you. Look what he said in verse 23:24.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing the trumpet and righteous convocation, gathering.
Now you see that? Now look how plain that is. You ain't got to be trying to figure out nothing. Just go with the man's word. Now go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Hey, mother D of Israel, what it says we can read at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. Know therefore that Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh, the faithful Yahweh, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his Torah instruction to a thousand generations. Verse 10. And repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hate him, He will repay him to his face.
You see that? So if you're not keeping the covenant the way you got it, he said, I'm going to get you. He said, I'm going to pay you back in your face. That's how I roll. He said, I'm not going to blackjack you going to the subway, come behind the pole and blackjack. You know, I'm going to hit you dead, you know. Keep what I got on the table. I'm going to do you some damage. There's my damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pay you face to face. I'm here, you ready, you know. If you kick the feet, stay where the fringe is. Oh, I'm gonna pay you. If you ain't keep my covenant, I'm gonna pay you face to face. Is that what we read, Mother?
That's what we read. Hallelujah, Father.
Now look what the Latter Day Saints got there. See, if we getting ready to mute the elder. Well, now you'll mute Mother E. Now you'll mute the elder.
Mm.
But just so happened, here come the young lion. He done woke up out of sleep. Now old young lion done woke up out of sleep. See one thing, keep telling you. The fox can't have been lit and the curtain half went up. I'm trying to tell you something. We know that they're going to do what they got to do. Now, you want to miss the mother and you want to remove Bill. But the young lion said, look at my microphone. I'm ready to holler in the microphone. Let's see if he's ready to holler in the microphone. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh get you there, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you there, see Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. See, one thing about it. That's what you remember Mother Ray of a found verse. Matter of fact, Mo, read that again in 9:34. And look, read that again, Matthew 9:34. One more time, Mother D.F. Israel.
Yeah.
And 9:34. What it say again that we can read? Matthew 9:34, and the young lion had me 2 Kings 23:23 down to verse 27 waiting on me.
Matthew chapter 9, verse 34. But the Pharisees said, he cast out devils through the prince of the devil.
You see what it said? Now you think you're going to get a pass? The religious leader said, this man doing the work of Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what's the precept of that mother, D.F. Israel, in 9:27 of St. John? What's the to that mother? In 9:27, can you help those see out, what's the precept of that in 9:27?
Okay. St. John chapter 9, verse 27, read. He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore, would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples, followers?
Mm-hmm. Verse 25.
He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not one thing. I know that whereas I was blind, now I see.
Ain't that something? See, we can see, and we is delivered with Satan the devil. But why is we seeing this thing? We starting to see this thing, you know. Whatever you want to say, and smear campaign all over the place. But one thing about it, those in the 690 camp, they was once blind. What they is now, Mother?
Now we see.
Hallelujah. See, we see. We see that the moon and the stars is not for us. And we read, Yahweh going to put you down. We read that. If you do the moon thing and the sun thing, we read already to Judah, he said, in that verse 4 and 5, he said, he's going to put you down. Now, if the man tell you, I'm going to put you down, he's telling you in 8 verse 3 of Deuteronomy, man live by everything he say. Look for it to be put down. I don't care how big your piece is. The they gonna put you down doing the moon and sun thing. Now, Brother Micaiah, skip down to verse 23, down to verse 27, and see what it say. Second Kings, chapter 23, verse 23, down to verse 27. Telling you now, see, listen, all these great big old camps keep telling you, you got to do it according to as is written. Then he going to put you down. We just read that. What it says that we can read in Second Kings 23 down verse 27. What it say?
Book of Second Kings, chapter 23, verses 23 down to 27. 23 reads, but in the 18th year of King Josiah, wherein this feast was holy to Yahuwah and Yahdah Judah. Verse 24. Moreover, the works with familiar spirits and the wizards and the images and the idols and all the abominations that was found in the land of Yahdah Judah. And in Yahdah Judah did Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law, which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the temple of Yahuwah. Verse 25. And like unto him was there no king before him that turned to Yahuwah with all his might and with all his body and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses. Neither after him arose there any like him. Verse 26. Notwithstanding, Yahuwah turned not from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his finger was kindled against Yahdah Judah, because of all the provocation that Manasseh had provoked him withal. 27.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah
said, listen, go ahead. Verse 27, what
does it say? And Yahuwah said, I will remove Yahdah Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city, Yahdah Judah, which I have told, in the temple of which I said my name should be there.
So you see, understand one thing, sitting on the camp. The seer's job is to show you what the man's saying. But he mad at you, Judah, because see, you're not paying the seer no never mind. He said, but Josiah done a lot of great things, you know, but I'm going to let him stretch out a little bit, but I'm going to kill me some Judah. I'm going to get Judah out of my sight. See, we're trying to show you, you got to step your game up in Yahuwah and see if King, all the good stuff. He said, listen, Judah, you hear what he said? You got to do right. The seer is bringing you the message. Uncut. Check it out and see do it stand. It stand up on the scrutiny. But y'all get a seal. No, never mind. It's up to you. You said, but continue. Brother Micaiah, they continue to do the 23 verse 5. The seer came and talked to him and said, listen, get away from this. 23 verse 5. What's going on?
You know what? Okay. Really? Yeah, this the same book, 23 verse 5, because I didn't catch it.
Second Kings.
Okay.
The WCC is digging the wires there, Mother Deb Israel. They digging the wires, but we're not going to pay them no never mind. They digging the wires a little bit because we going for the take the head off in the shortly, see? Mm-hmm. So you got to expect them to jiggle the wires a little bit, you know. And also, we'll cut you off. Well, I know you'll cut me off. Okay, well, verse 5, 23, 5.
Book of Second Kings, chapter 23, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, and he put down the adulterous priest, whom the kings of Yahdah Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places of the city, of the cities of Yahdah Judah, and in the places round about Yahdah Judah. Them also that burnt incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven.
I didn't hear the word song mentioned at all. Did you miss a word in there, young man? Come back and look at it real carefully. I want to hear a little bit more. I missed the word in there. So I can get going. What'd it say?
Okay. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5, reads, "And he put down the adulterous priest, whom the kings of Yada Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places, in the cities of Yada Judah, and in the places round about Yada Judah. Them also that burnt incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to all, and to the planet, and to all the hosts of heaven."
So that moon worshiping, Yahweh said, did he say he's going to put you down for moon worshiping, sun worshiping, that young lion? If that is verse 5, that if you're doing something pertaining to the moon and the sun, is it written that he's going to put you down?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's reading. That's what he reads in verse 5, and he put you down.
So those that already do the moon and the sun thing, he says, I'm going to put you down. See, you know, you pay the six anointed calf no mind. He's saying, listen, if you do that, that's a vulnerable thing, the sun and the moon thing. You know, a lot of bubbies come out from, well, did you see that blood moon? No, he told you, Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, leave that alone. You just go by what my word is saying. See? Do we put you down? So we tell you, the man will say he's going to put you down. So now it's up to you. Give me Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 4 through 9 there, young line. But Micaiah, what does it say we can read out of Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, 4 down to verse 9? What can we read out of that? Romans 12, 1, 2, 4 down to verse 9. Come on.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 12, we're on verses 1, 2, and verses 4 down to 9. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 reads, "I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Yahweh the Son, and every one member one of another. Verse 6. Having then gifts deferred according to the grace that is given to us, rather prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Verse 9, for ministry, let us wait on our minister, or he that teacheth on teaching. Verse 8, or he that exhorts on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that soweth mercy with cheerfulness. Verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to do which is good."
So he said, you don't have to try to bump the old seal off. I mean, it's room for you. He said, you know what? You don't want to bump off the seal and annoy the leadership. All over your mind, well, we won't take the old seal out and the leadership down. Why? You got it's room for you. See, you let Satan get in your head. You know, you want to take the old seal out and, you know, run his head into a tree or something. Why? Why you want to do that? I mean, we just bring you the word of Yahweh. So, in 12:18, young man, get what it says in 1 Corinthians 12:18. Why anybody wanna run those seed head into the tree club? Huh? Then what they gonna do? 12:18, the box can't have been lit, the curtain had went up. Brothers, mothers, they all in order. They can, you know. It's too late now. So you try to tell you what's the best for you to do. Instead of trying to always try to figure out a way to trap the six anointed camps up in something. But what it said in 12:18 of 1 Corinthians.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 18 reads, "But now hath Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him."
You see that? And mother, D up Israel, in 1:18:23, sum it up, mother, D up Israel. Sum it up behind that 1:18:23 of Psalms. Sum it up, that mother, D up Israel. Go and sum that up.
All right. Okay. Psalms 118:23 reads, "This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes."
You see? This is Yahweh's doing. And mother, and Psalm 105, verse 1, 2, 6, 9, and 10 says what? Well, it says in Psalm 105, mother D up Israel, 1, 2, 6, 9, and 10. Psalm 105, 1, 2, 6, 9, 10, mother D up Israel.
Okay. You telling me these guys are crazy. Psalms 105, 1, 2, 6, and what else?
9 and 10.
Psalms 105, verse 1. "Give thanks unto Yahweh. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." Verse 2. "Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk you of all his wonderful works." Verse 6. "O you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Israel, his chosen." Verse 9. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac. Verse 10. "And confirmed the same unto Israel for a Torah instruction, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant."
Y'all don't understand this thing was made with the seed, not spiritual Israel. not spiritual Israel. See, that's teaching from Satan the devil, how to spiritual Israel. This thing was made with who in verse 6, mother? Who was it made with?
Verse 6. "O you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Israel, his chosen."
So this thing was made with the bloodline. See, this ain't gonna use you. So you, I don't care how hard you try to be spiritual, you know, it don't work. They don't say there ain't no spiritual Israelite. You gotta be, but to be in the covenant, you gotta be a seed, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Is that what we read, mother?
That's what we're reading. Hallelujah, why?
So a lot of them are hollering about spiritual Israel now. But wait a minute, you're not reading it from the Bible. You know that don't work, and that's why it says plainly. What the WCC said, "We gonna take up the blocks off of everybody. We see you gonna keep going anyway." Well, that's up to you. I mean, you know, the fox tail been lit, so hey, what can we say? You know. So now, see, we read the verse of 9:34. We know if you call Yahweh the Son a devil teacher, you know we gonna tell the six anointed camp, but that don't move us, cause we don't read the book. We know you're going to do all these wicked things. We clear about you. But look, we tell us to do the last line of Brother Micaiah, and then we're going to see, is your word worth anything? Mother E, see, can you give me Job 27, 1 through 5? I had that waiting on me, Mother E. Job 27, we're going to see if y'all all right, you know. But we still know one thing. You might be all right. But we still know it's written 55, 23 down to verse 20 to 23. You might skin and grin, but we still know you got a sword to ready to stick. I know that. We all read the book on you. So we'll see if you all right in a minute. What we read now, look, what's the last line in Job 2 verse 7? What it tell us to never do? I don't care how hard and heavy it gets. It's telling the children of Israel, the Israelites, to do what? In the last line of 2 verse 7. What it say, Brother Micaiah?
In the book of Job, chapter 2, in the last line in the verse 7, reads, from the sword of his, you said Job chapter 2 verse 7, right?
Joel 2 verse 7, the last line. What did the last line say? He's talking to the six anointed camps. He said, I don't care how hard and heavy it gets. He said, now listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. In the last line of Joel 2 verse 7, what did he say?
They shall not break their rank.
And don't break your rank. You the man saying, I don't care how heavy it gets. Don't break your rank. Huh? Don't have a wicked eye and look at other positions. Yahweh will place you where he wants you to be at. Then when you place in that, you ain't got to try to see ahead and run into a tree. You ain't got to do all that. Because the fox can't help in there. The curtain hand went up. You got young lions everywhere. You even got the captain, him. He moving out of the sleep. He said, look, let me get in there on that microphone a little bit, too. He said, since the nuke is taking off of everybody, I might well holler that microphone a little bit, too. That's right. It's all about hollering that microphone. From Dulce and Jaguar. Now, precept that to Karat 4:3 verse 10 there, Brother Micaiah. He said, don't break your rank. That's how they tell you. Now, let the seer get in there and get a precept with it. And listen, since you're on the camp, write these precepts down. Because that's how you make the Bible comes out. You know how you season that, the soup, the meat? You season it real good to make the flavor come out? That's how you do the word of Yahweh. Make it come out. He give it to you, but you got to do it right. So, chapter 4, 3, verse 10, what it say?
The book of Sirach, 43, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, in the law of the righteous one, they would stand in their order and never faint in their watches.
Hey, here's the man saying. You the man saying? See, that's a precept. See, I mean, you know, listen. When it get hot and heavy, he said the righteous gonna do what again?
He says in the book of Sirach 43, verse 10, reads, at the law of the righteous one, they will stand in their order and never faint in their watches.
Hey, that's right. They'll never faint. And I was telling the young lions there earlier today, let me tell you something. This race is, you know, hey, all we know is going to happen, you know. But, you know, if you see the one that's fainting, all of a sudden got to, you know, kind of chip over themselves, you got to say 118:23. This is Yahweh, dude. He's revealing. But the righteous ones, that they going to withstand this thing. They gonna pay it no never mind, like Mother read in Matthew's 9:34. He paid it no never mind, and that's why the big dignitaries say we take all the blocks off, man. That's up to you. We didn't pay you no never mind. Let's go see if we find Mother E. Let's see if Mother E ready. Get back in that microphone and holler that microphone in the book of Job 27:1-5. Hey Mother E, what is that in Job chapter 27:1-5?
The book of Job, chapter 27, verse 1 to 5. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, verse 2, as Yahweh lives, who has taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who has vexed my soul. Verse 3, all the while my breath is in me, and the spirit of Yahweh is in my nostrils. Verse 4, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Verse 5, Yahweh forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me.
Ain't that something? He said, I don't care what y'all on. If you don't allow this book, I don't care what you on. You can put it, you can throw your suitcases all in front of it. We understand that, but we praying what it says. We already know what it says in Sirach, Young Lion. What it said we can read in give me 39:20. I need a precept. See, we clear in the book of Sirach. I'm all over the place right now. I need what he told you. All you told me is good, Bob. Can you help me out? Can you take from there? He made it plain. Can you help those three out there, Brother Micaiah?
Pick up on the right.
He says in the book of Sirach, he said, these things that is required of you right here. Have I said enough for you to take it from now, young man?
Okay.
That's why
yeah.
I said, yeah. Have I said enough? But you have no fear.
Yeah, let me see. Can I run
yeah,
it down?
So he's telling you because we all over the place. But he's making it plain. He said, and around about Sirach 39, around about 21 to 23, he makes it plain. He said, listen, he's a seer made it plain. He said, now, listen, you tell them that this is what I got for you. And if you obey me, you're going to be all right. What he said we can read there, young lion?
Okay, the book is right.
Do we have to come back with it later? Yes.
Yeah, we can pull back up on that in a second.
Okay, we'll come back with that later. But we're going to make it plain a little bit later. We'll come back with it later, although I do know exactly, but I'm going to let it come back later. But see, remember we read earlier in that by Mother D of Israel. See, I got to try and see who is retaining this information. Just not reading a bunch of, just be reading up and stuff. I got to see who pertains, who can all of a sudden just, it come to me. See, that's what he's talking about. Cause we got great readers in the Sixth Anointed Camp. We got great readers. Oh, they can read up some stuff all day long. But we want to know, in the 29th chapter, he gives you a 29:21. Hey, Brother Micaiah, 29:21. See, this is what Yahweh requires of you, of 29:21 of Sirach. What does it say? We can read.
The book of Sirach, chapter 29, verse 21. Verse 21 reads, the chief thing for life is water and bread and clothes and a house to cover shame.
You see that? So he tell you what the chief things is. Now you mess around, give us get with a better half, and they trying to point you to the path to stars and the moon, and you got to put that verse on. Hey, listen, is you about being a help meet to me? Yeah. Well, what do 29:21 say? No. Let's make sure we get that. Then he said plainly, he made it plain in Matthew 6:33. What do you say in Matthew 6:33, Mother E?
Okay, Matthew 6:33.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you say? And Captain Irvin had me we're gonna take a look at somebody, Captain Irvin, 26th chapter of 2 Chronicles. We're gonna look at 1 down to verse 21. Then we'll get on the feast. But listen real carefully. I'm gonna break in on you because there's a point I wanna bring out, especially around by verse 15 and 16. So make sure you when you put some air in your chest and be reading real good, but 15 and 16, I want to get in there for a minute because there's some points in there I want to bring out. What you reading at, Mother E?
The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
So you see his name? He said, first thing you do, you seek Yahweh in his word first. Get that down pat. And everything that's coming to you, he'll give it to you. Get that out the way first. I told you what you're supposed to have. Because everything you're looking at right now, a Mother D of Israel, 2 Corinthians 4:18. So everything you're looking at right now, you know, you roll past and then you... Her got a crook in your neck, kind of, because you seen something in the window, but you seen something in the window. But in 2 Corinthians 4:18, Mother D up Israel, can you help me out? What do 2 Corinthians 4:18 say?
Okay. Second.
Back up with Mother E and back to Job 13:15-18. So you see, you riding in your car, and all of a sudden your better half or you got a crook in your neck. You got a crook in your neck. Now I got to twist your neck back around, straighten it back out. But, you know, he got written in Corinthians 4:18. What he got written that we can read, Mother D up Israel?
On 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
You see that? So you see what I'm saying? See, you don't got a crook in your neck looking at some, oh, I've got to have it. I'm just not going to act right until I have it. Baby, you look at things going to be temporarily. Woman, well, I've got to have it. Well, if I don't have it, then you might as well just don't even come inside. You might as well sleep in your van. See that? Now look at that. Now look what's on the table now. Now you got to sleep in your van. You see that? Because see, you got to understand something. Everything you see now is temporary. The only thing going to hold up is the word of Yahweh. He said, I'm going to take down the moon, worship it in the sun, but I'm taking them down. Either you believe it or not, the 7 days, the 7 month, the first day is the feast, the remor. That's the day you got your white garments on and your fringes. That's what required of you. By the hand of Yahweh. You can't come up another way. You pray on yourself and everybody to come in contact with you. And now, Mother E, what you reading over there in Job 13:15-18? And a young man, a captain, I want to bag up, I want to hold that up for a minute. I want to get that 1 Kings 1:5-8. I think I want to go that route first. Well, see, we want you to know that you don't have to always try to deliver the seer up because the seer is in the hand of Yahweh. It ain't going to work. You're wasting your time on that anyway because the fox did hell, didn't it? The curtain half went up. It's just on the amount of time now. Look what we can read over here, Mother E. You remember we read in Job 27:1-5? He said, your integrity must stay saying the word of Yahweh. I'm paraphrasing what it says. But Job got a precept in there in the 13th chapter, Mother Eve. What it say in 15 down to verse 18?
The book of Job, chapter 13, verse 15 to 18. Verse 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own way before him. Verse 16. He also shall be my salvation. For an apocryphal shall not come before him. Verse 17. Here delight diligence my speed and my declaration with you, with your ears. Verse 18. Behold, now I have ordained my course, cause I know that I shall be justified.
What it say again in verse 15 again, Mother? What it say in verse 15 again?
Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain my own way before him.
He said, well, I'm going to hold my integrity. He said, you know, see, Yahweh going to try you, see, right? Then that's when you start fainting. Then you want to faint. Oh, he's trying me now. He tried me through my loved one. Yeah. That's where he's going to tell you that. That's where your greatest defeat going to come from your loved one. They're going to be a thorn in your side. See, it's up to you to see do it. It's up to you. He said your greatest defeat will be the close one to you. That's where it's going to come from. And that's why you never heard one of the mothers say it no more. You caught me off balance. You didn't catch me off balance no more because I'm clear where it's going to come from now. Hey, can I get a hallelujah on that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell you something. See, through this old book, you can practice. This is the greatest piece of literature it is, this book. This is the greatest piece of literature it is, this book. Now, all right, yeah, let's see if we can go find our captain. Our captain, he woke up out of sleep, so he said, I'm ready to holler in that microphone. This is we meet and greet our captain, Captain Joseph, from the tribe of Yahdad Judah, captain out of Camp 1. Captain Joseph, Yahqua Bishop of Sea Royal.
And Yahqua bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Cam, I want to take a look at in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. I need to hear me something in 1 Kings. Because see, what I'm trying to tell you, you have to keep that, you know, I mean, one of the mothers said to me, see, you know, you keep that same spirit. Yeah, I know. Because Yahweh put that same spirit in you. But you got to understand something. Look what we can read in 1 Kings chapter 1, 5 through 8. Let's see what it says in 1 Kings chapter 1, 5 through 8.
1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5 through 8. And it reads, then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. Verse 6, after his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. Verse 7, and he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest, and they followed Adonijah, helped him. Verse 8. But Zadok, the seer, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the seer, and Shimei and Rea, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah.
Y'all hear that? Everybody hear that? So you see, now, one of David, you know, he was getting ready to kind of shed his eyes down. And one of his sons going, well, we said, don't break rank, right? He won't break rank. So he going to break out there. And David sit there and looked at him. He said, you automatically just going to, he done what in verse 5? What did he do in verse 5 of Captain Joseph? What did he do in verse 5? He done what? Give me the key words out of verse 5 he did.
Exalted himself.
You see what it is? You got to watch the ones that exalt themselves. So he going to exalt himself. See?
Then he got to
talking his good talk, and he went and found the big general. He told the big general, he said, hey, big general, are you going to be with me? And the big general just all of a sudden get caught amnesia. All the stuff the big general was doing for David and all that, and all of a sudden he going to let a suitcase get in the way to divert him from the truth. Big Joab, the big general, Joab, David's right-hand man, all of a sudden they slide the suitcase up on the big Joab, and then he starts speaking in tongues. You see what I mean? He starts speaking in tongues. So that's what I'm keep saying. So that's why we got to try and see what you're working with, because here it is right here. He exalted himself. Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Let's see what the outcome of Big Joab, but you had the ones that understood this thing. Like one of the mothers said a long time ago, I got to bring another thing. One of the mothers, I ain't gonna say what's wrong. He said, "Well, he'll never call me, cause why would he waste his time to call you? Cause you ain't hearing that. Cause you had a brother back in the day. He'll come up with a bill, and he'll come up with this. He won't do this. I'm gonna take you here. I'm gonna take you there. I'm gonna do all these things. I mean, he got a whole five of them all happy. He exalted himself. But one of them said, no, I don't ever get a call from him at all behind that, because you know I ain't hearing that. See, that's the point we're trying to take. Everything that is written is gonna come written in your generation again. And you, whatever you love the most, that's what you're going to be tested with. You got to understand, you're going to be tested with that. Now, that's not what happened. We're going to see what happened in 1 Kings chapter 2 of chapter. And we'll look at 1 down to verse 6. We're going to see. Now, David didn't say nothing. David made no statement because David know the hand of Yahweh had come to do this thing. So David didn't make no statement. It just revealed that one of his sons was going to break rank. Now, prior to that, in 1 Kings 2, 1 down to verse 6 there, Captain, watch this right here. Look what happened here. See, one thing about it. Hear me out, Brother McKay. I got to get a priest. Give me the book, the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, 11 through 13. What it say? The regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, 11 through 13. What it say?
Okay. Going over to the regular book of Ecclesiastes. We're going to chapter 8, going verse 11 down to verse 10. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8. Verse 11 reads, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the mind of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. Verse 12, to do evil and hold his past, and his days will be prolonged. Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahweh, which fear before him. Verse 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong the day, which are as a shadow, because he feared not before Yahweh.
You see that? Because we read in the book of Joel, don't break your rank. We read that you got to stay in order in Sirach. We read in the book of Sirach. Now, one of David's sons, his daddy's, you know, on his last leg, you know, he's laying still for a minute. And one of them going to go get him 50 men. Then he went to anointed leadership, Big Joab, his right-hand man. He said, hey, right-hand man, you know, I got a suitcase for you. And he showed him that suitcase, and Big Joab, the big general, started speaking in tongues with that suitcase, looking at it. See that? So now, but just as time went on, now, in 1 Kings 2, 1 through 6, let's talk about it, Captain Joseph, let's talk about it. Come on.
1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 reads, now the days of David drew near that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, verse 2, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Verse 3, and keep the charge of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his way, to keep his Torah instructions, keep his commandments and his judgments and his testimony, as it is written in the Torah instructions of Moses, the first five books, that thou mayest prosper in all that you do, and whithersoever you turn yourself. Verse 4, that Yahweh may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their mind and with all their soul, or all their life, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Hallelujah. Verse 5, moreover, you know also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner, the son of Ner, and unto Amasa, the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war and peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Verse 6, do therefore according to your wisdom, and let not his poor head go down to the grave in peace.
You know, see, I tell you, because he don't get you right away, you know, he gonna get you. You see what it is? Now, Big Joab, the general, was his right-hand man. When they first got to the land, he said, who can go up there? He's the first one to go up to the land and, you know, and jump Jerusalem and beat them down real good, even the crippling the lane, all that good stuff. And Big Joab said, I do it. Big Joab broke out running, and even the ones in the wheelchair, he pushed them over the cliff. My, look at Big Joab running good. And see, Big Joab was the one that told the mother, hey, mother, I come to do me some killing over here. I need some head. And the mother said, okay, well, what head you want? We take care of it. And Big Joab said, okay, give me the head, because I got to take the head back too. You know? See, Big Joab was all right, but what happened? See, this is the same thing happened to Judas though, in the 8th chapter. Yahweh said, don't make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Then you see a suitcase. You know what I'm saying? You start speaking in tongues. Do you know the man going to get you? He might let you run a long time. I let you spend a couple of them dollars, too. Spend a couple of, take the wives out and turn up and turn upside down the town. But Yahweh gonna get you when you break rank. See? And you ain't got to plot on taking out the anointed leadership because you're going to pay the price. And see what happened. Now, start off, Captain. Let's get, let's look at this, 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Let's get another witness on that. See, you know, see, we got to watch you from the pages book. All you six anointed counts. We watch you from these pages book. Now, watch this guy right here. Now, watch what happened to this guy right here in the 26th chapter. And we're going to look at 1 down to verse number 10. 26, 1 to 10. Captain Joseph. What it say in 2 Chronicles 26, 1 through 10? Listen to this conversation right here. What it say?
2 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 10. Verse 1 reads, then all the people of Yahdah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. Verse 2. He built Eloth and restored it to Yahdah. After that, the king slept with his father. Verse 3. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Yahdah, Judah. His mother's name also was Jecoliah of Yahdah, Judah. Verse 4. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Verse 5. And he sought Yahweh the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of Yahweh. And as long as he sought Yahweh, Yahweh made him to prosper. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 6. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and break down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. Verse 7. And Yahweh helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mehunim and the Mehunim. Verse 8. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entrance end of Mizraim or Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Verse 9. Hallelujah. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Yahdah Judah at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the walls and fortified them. Verse 10. Also, he built towers in the desert and dig many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains, and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry.
Now, every time the man done whatever he done, Yahweh exalted him, prospered him, you know, he done anything. Everything he put his hand on, Yahweh was just there with him because he was with him from Yahweh.
Okay. Yahweh.
You see, so now y'all got to pay attention to this thing now, because remember, everything he was just talking in Yahweh, and everybody brought him a cup of olives, you know, everybody brought him a cup of olives all over the world. Brought him a cup of olives. I mean, he's all good. Let's read a little more, Captain. You on something, Captain. Let's read a little bit more. Let's read down
11 down to 14. 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 11 to 14. Verse 11 reads, moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by band, according to the number of their account by the hand of Joel, the scribe, and Messiah, the ruler. Messiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. Verse 12. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. So 2,600. So the whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600,000. 2,600. 2,600,000. Verse 13. And under their hand was an army. 300,000 and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Verse 14. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones.
Yeah. So, now, listen, y'all hearing this? Y'all hearing all this good stuff? See, is your hand? So, now, everything he put his hand on was, he was more than all right. Now, Mother E, now, you heard a lot of good stuff in that, Mother E. So,
hallelujah.
Look what it says in, hey, Mother E, look what it says in verse 15 there, Mother E. Verse 15.
Verse 15, and he made in Yahweh Judy inventions by Conan me to be on the tower and up on the bulwark to shoot arrows with great stones. With all, and his name, fear, spare, it was.
Spread.
What?
His name spread it. His name spread it. Hey, Moe, his name spread it. You know, his name spread. See, his name spread it.
His name spread it.
What happened next, Mother? And what happened next when his name spread it?
For a bull. For he was marvelous, helped it till he was strong.
Until he was strong. Now what'll happen, Mother? Wait a minute. Something's happening. Something's going on here. So his name spread. Everybody knew about this man right here. You know, he had it all going on. And all of a sudden, he got strong. So you know, he got strong.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And what happened in verse 16 there, Mother? And Mother D.F. Israel, pick it at verse 17. What happened in that verse?
Verse 16. But when he was strong, his mind was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Yahweh, his Yahweh, and went into the temple of the Yahweh to burn incense upon the altar of incense.
I be doggone. You mean the king, the president, the president, all of a sudden he want to go, now he want to do things that... the seer and the anointed folks do for the sixth anointed camp. Now they wanna buff off the sixth anointed camp. You see what he wanna do? So now he gonna do things that wasn't his lot. All of a sudden then his mind got lifted up. See what he said? His mind got lifted up. He said this young law parts of me and everything else. I might well knock off the anointed leadership now. I might well burn incense too. If that could come and go. Is that what we read? Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I can't get that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I, Most High of Israel. Now, Most High of Israel. Let's find what happened next, because we find already now. And now we're looking at verse 17. Now, here comes no fear in there now, because he knows the king was in there doing something that those Osir has pointed the elders to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the Osir, he comes and tell the elders, look here, this is what Yahweh is saying. You know, the king do one, got a position, don't break his right. But all come here come the Osir coming up in here now. Let's see what he said in verse 17 there, mother. What do you say down to verse 19?
Second Chronicles chapter 26, verse 17 through 19. Verse 17. And Isaiah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh that were valiant men. 18. And they withstood Uzziah, the king, and said unto him, it pertaineth not unto you, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Yahweh, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated in burnt incense, go out of the temple, for thou hast trespassed sin. Neither shall it be for thine honor from Yahweh. Verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the temple of Yahweh from beside the incense altar.
Well, what do you mean?
Go ahead.
Verse 7. And he said, put your hand into your bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh.
Well, so the children of Israel flesh was not leprosy. And leprosy is what again?
Leprosy and snow.
Oh, so leprosy, so he put leprosy on this man. This man turned white. He turned white. Leprosy, he turned, his forehead turned white. So leprosy, but then he put his hand back in his thing and turned back his other flesh. So his other flesh could not mean the children of Israel was ever at no time white.
Mm-hmm.
When he took his hand out, he became leprosy. And the definition of leprosy is white. He put his hand back in his cloak, and it came back to his other flesh. So his other flesh was not leprosy. White.
Hallelujah.
So the children of Israel, so now what happened, since this king had got so excited, and he going to do things out of his order, Yahweh hit him with the best thing to hit him with that he know he got what he hit him with. And I come on back, Mother D up Israel. So he hit him with, on his, when he didn't want to pay the seer, no, never mind. So Yahweh blessed the seer to hit him with some leprosy. So now we know that leprosy, he turned his forehead, what color?
No, white.
White.
Oh, everybody want to talk now. See, look at now the old class and disappeared on me now, see. Now we read this, right? So he don't turn his head. So he don't turn his head white. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, what?
Is that what we're reading right now? He don't turn his head white?
Hallelujah, what?
So we know when we read verse 19, and he got upset. And he said, I'm going to do my thing. And the priest, he was wroth with the seer. And leprosy even arose up on his forehead before the seer in the temple of Yahweh from before the incense altar. Is that what we're reading here?
That's what we're reading
here. Is that what we're reading here?
Exactly what
we're okay, reading. Now what happened in verse 20? So what happened in verse 20 now, Mother? Mother D. Israel.
Second Chronicles chapter 26, verse 20. And Isaiah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him and beheld he was leprous in his forehead.
And behold, they said, wait a minute. Now, we know. You looking like that, so you know that where you at now ain't nothing happening. So all that matters was Yahweh hit him with that leprosy on him, turned him white. So we clear that something got to be done. Read a little bit more.
And they thrust him out from this. Yeah.
And what did they do?
They threw him out.
So once he looked like John Wayne, what they do to him? See, he looked like John Wayne.
They threw him out.
See, they threw him out of there, didn't they?
Yeah.
So so listen, is y'all hearing this? Once Yahweh put him look like John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
See, they knew during that we got to get rid of him. He ain't got no business up in him. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah, we're reading. What
happened next?
Yea, himself hasted also to go out because Yahweh had smitten him.
Wait a minute. About who did this?
Yahweh.
Yahweh turned him white. Yahweh turned him white. See, listen, you can't break your right because all of a sudden now you got the point, now you don't raise up a little bit, now you all good, but now you won't break your right. Now you won't see, I don't want part of the pie now, I want all of it. You see what he did? He won't take over the spot that's not his. And what happened next to 21?
21. And Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death, and dwelled in.
You see what's going on here? See, you can't. Remember, if Yahweh don't get you right away, he's gonna get you. See, when you break rank and you start getting the big head, and you forget that Yahweh is the one in control of things, and all of a sudden now you won't start looking at, well, you know what? I think I'm gonna take over this now. I got the funds and everything else. You know, Yahweh, I've been blessing my hand all the time. I got my $10 in my pocket. See that? So you see? So be very careful now. When Yahweh starts blessing you, don't get the big head. That's what the man
said.
is that what we're reading? Yahweh left him in that position until the day he died for getting the big head for guard against anointed leadership. Is that what we're reading? When you go against anointed leadership, this is what Yahweh got reading. You go to read Malachi 3, verse 6, he don't change. Hebrews 13:8, he don't change, but then believe that. If Yahweh wants you in that position, he'll put you in that position. If he wants you to come off the field, he'll get rid of the field. You ain't got to be trying to deliver him up, probably. Because it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work until Yahweh hand is in it. Yeah? So you weary yourself trying to deliver after knowing the leadership right now. Yahweh put us in place to take care of it. You know what'll happen to you? Let's read that and we'll pause. Let me show what'll happen. Hey, Mommy, let's read this real quick and find out what happened. Then we'll pause and we'll bring our elder in for the closing statement. In Acts chapter 5, see, that's what I'm saying. You know, you just can't, you know, don't get the big head. When Yahweh starts messing you and start doing what you're going to get you all the way out, don't get the big head. I need to go jump. Knock off anointed leadership behind this. No, don't do that, because you're going to move. Now, look what it says here in Acts chapter 5. Hey, Mother E, what it say here in Acts chapter 5, verse 13-39? See, you're going to weary yourself by on being, because he'll bless your hand, you can find your $10. You know? Look what we got written in Acts 5, 38-39. We'll pause and bring our elder in. And get the closing statement. We'll bring Mother Z in, too, since all the microphones is open, ready to go. Look what WCC said. Very interesting, Sears. Yeah, I know it. I know it's very interesting. But we don't pay you no never mind. Verse 38-39.
Acts chapter 5, verse 38-39. And let me say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this word be a man, it will come to naught. Verse 39. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it. Let happily be found even to fight against Yahweh.
You mean that? See, he said, you know, if what we doing, if it's about man, don't worry. He gonna come to nothing. But if it's about Yahweh, which is ill, you gonna lose, because you gonna fight against Yahweh, and your hands is too, your, matter of fact, you know how your hands look. Hey, tell me out there, Mother E, let me pause. Let me show you how your hands is. When it come down to you doing, try to get, break rank and do your own thing, and knock off the six anointed camps, anointed leadership. Let me show you what you did in Numbers chapter 11, Mother. verse 23. Let's hear the Bible. See, you see how we just can turn the things just all over the book? He'll give you that spirit, but if you don't have that spirit, because he ain't gave it to you. As simple as that. Let's see what it says in 11:26. Or Numbers, Mother Eve.
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 26. Verse 26:3. And over the host of the tribes.
Don't you read? Hold on. Look, hold on, Mother. Look at it real carefully. Numbers 11:26.
Okay. Romans chapter 11, verse 26.
No, Numbers.
I mean
Numbers 11:26.
Chapter 11, verse 26.
Verse 23. Make it 23.
Okay, verse 23. Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, if the Yahweh's hand wax short, thus shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not.
You say, Yahweh, I ain't got no alligator on. Because I ain't got no alligator, my arm is not short. My word's gonna stand. You will do it the way I tell you to do it, or I'm gonna burn you in the fire. That's simple as that. You gotta do this thing the way he got it. And when he put you in a position, Yahweh put you in there, he'll take you out. So all this scheming trying to take out the anointed leadership of Voice of the Truth, like, it ain't gonna work. WCC, Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, it ain't going to work. You're going to lose.
Hallelujah, God.
This is our victory to win. We're going to get our peoples on the right mindset according to Dust Says Yahweh. After the break, we're going to throw in a little bit on showing you exactly some good stuff over there. You know, in a minute, we're getting back to the feast coming up shortly. But we're going to find our elder and get his closing statement on take number 183. Let's see if we bring our elder back in on take number 133 and get his closing remarks. Elder Till, you on the clock. Your closing remarks and take 183 come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I'm quite sure everybody's receiving some good teachings and a direction to go, because there's only one way to go, and that's a straight way. And if you got your book open, you can find that straight way in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 14. 14 says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. This is where we're trying to take you, through that narrow gate, into the gate of righteousness. Because everybody's always trying to tell the teacher how to teach, but a teacher can't learn from his students. And you've already seen that, because he's giving wise counsel. But the teacher having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, on the other hand, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. And this shows well in all of the six camps we have that teach. We mention that quite often. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. We come to you live always with these new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because you have knocked. This is information you all came to seek and now have found and the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. That current time for that class is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class, 12 p.m. And we have an online class from 2 to 5 until the members decide to leave.
We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, and a tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under BitClient, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building that school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, check our calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is obtained by entering Yahuwah Radio Live on any search line. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcast. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'm afraid you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. As you have learned earlier in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, nevertheless, have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man, answered many memos, and now even in addition to that, besides those calls, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, as we say, you will receive a call back unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m. during the normal days. On Fridays, our program time is repeated after 10:30. To get there, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, also for your entertainment, during our normal broadcast, Yahuwah's story will be continued on Pal Talk simultaneously. To get there, just look for ethnic group, African American. Find the Voice of the True Israelites, and you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. You'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the broadcast ends We will continue our teaching on Power Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. At this time, we'll turn our program back over to our seer, Israel, and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right. That's going to bring Mother Z in and let her address this national audience, over 600,000 plus on the international side. And I know she got plenty of commentary to tell us. And then we'll go in for the close. Remember, special edition call Thursday evening tomorrow. And we're going to tight up some more. But she can find Mother Z. When you meet Mother Z, one of the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice said, Mother Z, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah be with you, see you right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see Israel, of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Mother. Now, we heard a whole lot of stuff there. So, you know, you got to watch the ones that get that puffed up spirit and all of a sudden want the biggest piece of meat on the plate. Yeah, you got to watch, pause. Wait a minute. You know, stay in order. Then Yahuwah with you. But if you don't stay in order, Yahuwah's against you. So, Mother, what you got to tell this national audience? You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I'm going to read in Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I don't think I have no comment on this, but I'm going to start reading at verse 41. Well, I'll start reading at 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of them, my brother, ye have done it unto me. Verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed unto everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his ministered spirits. Verse 42. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. Verse 43. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visit me not. Verse 44. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Yahuwah, when saw we you and hunger of thirst, a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto you. Verse 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as he did it not to one of the least of them, he did it not to me. Verse 46. And these shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto everlasting into life eternal. And I would just like to say hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, that's Mother Z. be back on the morning on the special edition call Thursday evening. We're gonna get back so I can get a little bit more in. And hey, Mother E, let's read a little something real quick in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 22, down to verse number 22, and take it down to verse number 26. 22 to 26, and Mother D of Israel have me 27 to 32 waiting on me. Hey, Mother E, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 22 down to verse 26 in the closing statement. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 22 to 26. Verse 22 reads. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 22. A fount of valor is in the land and of a great destruction. Verse 23. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolate among the nations? Verse 24. I have laid a snare for thee, and thus are also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast sighed against the Yahweh. Verse 25. Yahweh has opened his armor and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Yahweh of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Verse 26. Come against her from the utmost borders. Open her stronghold. Catch her up as heat, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left.
Mm-hmm. That's big talk. You hear the man say it now. He said, now, pass the hammer of the earth. You know, Brother Micaiah read and told you about the hammer of the earth, you know, because he don't get the hammer right away. The hammer of the earth is the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church. They the hammer of the earth right now with all that bad teaching. The hammer of the earth. He said, how did the hammer of the earth lose all their self-esteem? Now they've been had. So I keep telling you, listen. That's why you're paying on never mind. Come on, mother dear Israel. Pick it up at what verse you pick up at? 26. Let's read a little bit. 26 to 32, mother. Dear Israel.
Okay.
Now, hold on. Let me get mother. Hold on. Let me get mother Z closing statement. Come on, mother Z. What's your closing statement is? Be back on our way for take number one tomorrow. Best
edition
called Thursday evening, but
the closing
statement is Mother E, come on.
Oh, just thanking and praising Yahweh for the class, thanking and praising Yahweh that I'm able to be in the class. And just thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And hold on. And tell them, hold on now, Mother. Don't tell them, hold on now.
Hold on. Don't give up. Hold on to the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. I mean, listen. Hold on. Because we better unfold some things and tell you exactly how it's going to happen. All you have to do is watch it. Come on, mother. Go see, the hammer of the earth is the one in power to be. The one you pay your light bills, your water bills, and all that stuff. You know, that's the hammer of the earth. 26, 32, Mother D of Israel, come on.
Jeremiah?
Yes.
Jeremiah 26. I thought you said Jeremiah 50.
Jeremiah, you're in the 26 down the 32. 27.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 27 to 32.
Verse 27.
Slay all her bullock. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. 28. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Judah the vengeance of Yahweh, our Yahweh, the vengeance of his temple. Verse 29. Call together the archers against Babylon, all you that stand the bow, camp against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she has done. Do unto her, for she has been proud against Yahweh, against the righteous one of Israel. Verse 30. Therefore shall her young men fall in the street, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, says Yahweh. 31. Behold, I am against you, O thou most proud, says Yahweh of hosts. For your day is come, the time that I will visit you. 32. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his city, and it shall be devoured all around about him.
So you see, Jeremiah tell you something now of the proud, you know, the hammer, the one you pay your bills to, all the ones that dictate to you what they own, you got to be on. See, it's a day that Yahweh going to collect. Y'all want to hear some more? We will hear some more. Most D of Israel, closing statement, what it say? What you got?
Okay, let me get there. I want to.
And Captain Irvin, have me Captain Joseph.
Definitely.
Irvin Israel, have me Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to 15 and 20. Have that waiting on me.
In my closing, I want to do 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Verse 11. Finally, brothers, farewell. Be perfect. Be of a good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And Yahweh of love and peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. Be in love, and love and good is some good stuff. That means you got to be hook, line, and sinker with this six anointed camp. All right, back to end time now. Now, John heard all what the seers had wrote. Now, John going to put his closing in 96 A.D. was the closing of the book of information. Let's see what John got on the table in Revelation chapter 9. Verse 13 down to 15 and 20. What do you got, Captain Joseph? What do you got? What do you got that we can read? Come on.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 to 15, and verse 20. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to 15 and 20. Verse 13 reads, "And the sixth ministering spirit sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before Yahweh." Verse 14 said to the sixth ministering spirit, which had the trumpet, "Loose the four ministering spirits, which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Verse 15. "And the four ministering spirits were loose, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men." Verse 20. "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk."
It goes to 16 chapter verse 2 and 12. So you see, all the nations going to continue what they're doing. They're going to give you Lord God and Jesus Christmas, tell you that keep watching the news broadcast at 10 o'clock and fake it play. They're going to keep telling you the whole thing. But it's up to you to see what time it is. Revelation 16 verse 2 and 12 in the closing statement out, young lion or cap. What it says that we can read in Revelation chapter 2, 16, verse 2 and 12, and a closing statement. What it say?
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 16, verse 2 and 12. Revelation chapter 16, verse 2 and 12. Verse 2 reads, "And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image." Verse 12. "And the sixth ministering spirit poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared."
Can you see? So Yahweh, he dried it all up. He let it drip. So what they're doing now, they're watching these praises right now that separate the east and the west. I mean, east, west. It separates that Euphrates. So once that river dried up, they know it's time for them to make their move. So it went real, and they're coming over with how many soldiers? They're coming up with, brother, a captain. Let's go back and see how many soldiers they're going to have. When they come across that Euphrates, how many they going to have that we can read? Let's see what we can read that's coming across that Euphrates with them in the 16th chapter. What I need, what verse do I need, or how many will come with them? What I need that we can read. I need a verse that we can read, how many soldiers is coming across with them that we can read. Anybody up to see out about what verse, how many they gonna have when they come across that Euphrates? They gonna have how many soldiers gonna have with them that we can read? Okay, well, we put that to the side because I want to read that. How many soldiers they gonna have coming across that Euphrates? And that's
Revelation 9.
Come on.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 16 to 18. Verse 16.
No, just give me one verse. Yeah, just give me. No, all I want is one. I just want to know how many coming there, young Captain. How many coming? In verse 16.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 16 reads, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them.
So how many is that? How many is that?
200,000.
200 million soldiers is coming across that Euphrates once it dried out. Now they're going somewhere because remember, they're being already knocked off. They're already knocked off the United States. They're already took care of that. They took care of them already. We just drawing the picture. Now they come across the Euphrates. Now they're going somewhere across the Euphrates to take care of somebody else. We just find out right now. See, we're gonna find out this right here. What did they do now? They had already took down the Babylon, and that is called United States. They took it already. But give me a close second, Captain. We're going to get a little bit more. Give me, young man, Makai, have me Ezekiel 37, verse 7, and we'll find out what happened next after the Captain's closing statement. Catch you tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the special edition called Thursday evening. Come on,
Cap,
what's your closing statement
is? Come on. Hallelujah. Closing statement comes from Jeremiah chapter 50. I'm going to read 33 to 35. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 33 to 35. Verse 33 reads, thus said Yahweh's host, the children of Israel and the children of Yahweh were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast. They refused to let them go. Verse 34, their Redeemer is strong. Yahweh's host is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Verse 35, a sword is upon the Chaldeans, said Yahweh, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. Yahweh, we thank you, Yahweh, for the seer and the mothers and the brothers that's in the camp that's doing what thus said Yahweh. And we pray that we continue to be strengthening your word and washed thoroughly with the cleansing of the word. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Captain. Catch you tomorrow at 6 o'clock or so. Be on time. Brother Makai, hold that point and back up to Jeremiah. See, you're already there. Back up to 7 through 15. Let me lay a little brick real quick. Brother Micaiah, bag up to 50. You already 50. Look at 7 through 15. Let's line some up real quick.
Okay, heading back over to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 50. We're going verse 7 down to 15. Book of Jeremiah, chapter
15. Yes, sir.
7 down to 15. Okay. The book of Jeremiah, 15. Chapter 50, right? Verses 7 down to 15.
Yes, sir. 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Verse 7 reads, all that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh. The habitations of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Verse 8. Remove out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the goats before the flock. Verse 9. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From there she shall be taken.
Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. Verse 10. And the Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, saith Yahweh. Verse 11. Because you were glad, because you rejoice, O you destroyers of my inheritance, of my heritage. Because you are grown fat as the heifer as grass, and bellows as bulls. Verse 12. Your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nation shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. 13. Because of the wrath of Yahweh, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hissed at all her plagues. 15. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all you that bend the bow. Shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against Yahweh. 15. Shout against her round about. She has given her hand. Her foundations are falling. Her walls are throwing down, for it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Take vengeance upon her, as she has done. Do unto her.
Mm-hmm. So now you see, talking about Babylon, now come back to the 18th chapter of Revelation and look at verse 10, 17, and 21. Let's see what happens. Revelation chapter 18, verse 10, 10, 17, and 21.
Okay, the book of Revelation.
Chapter.
Yes, sir. The book of Revelation. Chapter 18, verse 10, 17, and 21. Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 10, reads, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come. Verse 17, for in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
See that? So now, let's go to 2nd Ezra 2:30 down to 47, 48. So you see, Babylon, so now they, now tomorrow we're going to be able to show you tie it all in some more. But now you see, they took care of Babylon. They took care of the United States of America. They finished. But now they got some else on their mind. But what do you folks be doing until that time comes? 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, 38 down to 48. What does it say?
Okay, the book is 2nd Ezra, chapter 2, verses 38 down to 48. 38 reads, arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahuwah. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received glorious garments of Yahuwah. Verse 40. Take your number, O Yada Judah, and set up those of you that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the law of Yahuwah. 41. The number of your children, whom you longest for, is fulfilled. Beseech the power of Yahuwah, that your people, which have been called from the beginning, may be hallowed. Verse 42. I ask, however, Mount Yadadju, a great people whom I could not number, and they all praised Yahweh the Son. Verse 43. And in the midst of them there was a young man of a high stature, taller than all the rest. And upon every one of their heads he sat crowned, and was more exalted, which I marveled at greatly. Verse 44.
So I asked the minister of the spirit, and he said, sir, what are these? Verse 45. He answered and said unto me, these be they that have put off the mortal clothing and put on the immortal and have confessed the name of Yahweh. Now are they crowned in the seed of verse 46. Then said I to the minister of spirit, what young person is it that crowneth them and giveth them palms in their hands? Verse 47. So he answered and said unto me, it is the Son of Yahweh, the Father, whom they have confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to commend them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you see, at the feast you get your seal. So if you don't make the six anointed counts and bump the shoulder, you don't get your seal. So listen, these are the ones that was clothed in white that came to the feast. And they was clothed in white and they got this, you know, this card saying I was there. They were sealed. You only can get sealed when you get anointed by the seer. If you don't get anointed, then you got to make it the best way you can the next time around. Now what's going to happen? You go to 2nd Ezra chapter 15, 5 and 10 and 11. Listen good. 2nd Ezra 15, now once you, he got you out the way. And Psalms 91 will take care of tomorrow. You'll be the seed of reward of the wicked. But you got to make sure you understand the Bible is right. 2nd Ezra 15, 5, 10, 11 says what?
The book of 2nd Ezra chapter 15, verse 5, 10, and 11. Verse 5 reads, behold, says Yahweh, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, famine, death, and destruction. Verse 10. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt. Verse 11. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, and smite Egypt with plagues as before, and will destroy all the land thereof.
So you see, as before, I'm going to take care of this as before. Now let's go to Ezekiel 39 verse 7, let's read. We'll read a little bit. Let's read about two couple minutes on it. In Ezekiel 39 verse 7. So you see, I'm gonna smite them as I've done before, but it'll be on a larger scale. So if you don't keep the feast days and understand, you gotta learn from the six and on the count, you lose. Keep on paying us no never mind. Now, they are knocked out Babylon. Now all of a sudden the Euphrates them dried up. They still got them 200 million soldiers. They still talking they smack. Okay, we might well do some more damage. Let's see what happens. 39, pick up verse 7. Let's read a little bit.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Picking it up at verse 7. Verse 7, read. 39, verse 7. Verse 39, verse 7. Verse 7, read. So will I make my righteous name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my righteous name anymore. And the 17 nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the righteous one in Israel. Verse 8. Behold, it is come, and it is done, said Yahweh. This is the day whereof I have spoken. Verse 9. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire the burns and burn the weapons, both the shield and the buckler, and the bows and the arrows, and the hand scythe and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years. Verse 10. So that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them, and rob those that rob them, says Yahweh. Verse 11. And it shall come to pass at that day, that I will give unto God a place thereof graves in Israel, the valley of the passages of the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall
they bury God and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamadah. Verse 12. In 7 months shall the family of Israel be buried of them, that they may plan the land.
That's good enough. We take it tomorrow. Just give me 38 verse 1 and 11 and give me a closer statement. We'll get back on it tomorrow. This is down in mind. 38 verse 1 and 11. What did it say?
Okay. The book of Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 1 and verse 11. Verse 1 reads.
And
the
10
word
and 11. Make it 10 and 11.
Okay.
Verse 10 and 11. Closer statement.
Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 1, 10 and verse 11. Verse 1 reads. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 10, thus says Yahuwah, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall the things come into your mind, and you shall think an evil thought. Verse 11, and you shall say, I will go up to the land of unwell village. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gate.
Mm-hmm. So you say you gonna come into your mind, well, since we're gonna take care of one place, let's go take care of the righteous land after we back in the land. And you gonna come there, we take care of tomorrow. We stop it right there. We get back on tomorrow. Closing statement. Young Lion, Micaiah. Everybody's done their part in grand style. You on the clock, we'll catch you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Come on there, Young Lion. Closing statement, come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read the word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for Israel, Steve Royce, to be able to learn us. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the wife and children to be able to teach them the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the elders, the mothers, the teachers, the brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed cats. We also want to thank, we want to read the book of Barak. Chapter 39, picking it up at verse 26-23. Principal things for the whole use of man's life are water, fire, iron, and salt, flour, wheat, honey, milk, and the blood of the grapes, and oil and clothes.